Welcome back to Deet and Bee College. In this lesson, we're building a jungle bass wobble that feels deet, murky, and alive, without turning the low end into soup. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 approach, so we're not just making a cool sound. We're building a proper bass roll for a real drum and bass arrangement. That means the bass has to do two jobs at once. It needs to carry the groove against the break, and it needs to add atmosphere and menace without masking the drums or falling apart in mono. The mindset here is simple. The movement lives in the mid-bass. The sub stays disciplined and anchored. If you get that balance right, the bass will feel like it's breathing around the breakbeat instead of fighting it. So let's start with the architecture. First, split the bass into two parts. Make one track for the sub, and one track for the wobble layer. On the sub track, keep it clean, mono, and simple. A sine wave, an operator, or a very clean wave-eatable patch is perfect. Write the actual bass notes there. Keep the note lengths fairly tight, with only a few longer notes if you want a bit of breath. The sub should feel like a steady floor, not a moving effect. If the low end starts wobbling down there, you've already gone too far. Now on the mid-bass track, choose a waveform with enough harmonic content to respond well to processing. Saw, pulse, or a rich wave-eatable source all work. Keep it fairly plain at first. Don't widen it yet. Don't overcomplicate it. The goal is to create a bass voice that can speak once we start shaping the motion. Why this works in DNB is because the break already contains a lot of rhythmic detail. If the bass tries to do everything in the low end, the mix gets blurry fast. But if the sub holds the foundation and the wobble lives above it, the ear can separate weight from motion. That's what gives jungle bass its authority. Now let's create the wobble movement. A classic jungle wobble lives or dies on timing. Use auto filter after the synth and make the cutoff move in a repeating rhythmic pattern. You can automate it, or use modulation if your synth setup supports it. A good starting point is synced movement around 1/8 notes for a tighter roller feel, or dotted 1/8 for a more swung jungle pulse. Keep resonance moderate. You want motion, not whistle. Let the cutoff sweep through a useful range, but don't turn it into a cartoon filter effect. The movement should feel intentional. What to listen for here is whether the filter opens and closes with purpose. If it sounds seasick or random, the groove will smear. But if the motion locks into the rhythm, the break and the bass start talking to each other. Now decide what flavor you want. You've basically got two strong directions. The first is the murky, dubby jungle wobble. That one stays darker, with less top end, more low mid body, and a more smoked out atmosphere. The second is the sharper, more aggressive jungle wobble. That version has more harmonic bite and more obvious movement, which works when you want the bass to speak more clearly against the break. A strong advanced move is to use both across the arrangement. Keep the intro and first drop darker, then open it up a little more in the second drop or the switch up. That gives the track progression without needing a completely new sound. Now let's shape the wobble with stock Ableton processing. A solid chain is auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8. Then compressor. Auto filter keeps the motion rhythmic. Saturator adds density and helps the bass translate on smaller systems. EQ8 cleans out the unnecessary low end and any harsh buildup. Compressor tidies the peaks after the distortion or movement. A good starting point is a mild saturator drive, just enough to make the bass feel thicker and more present. Then high pass the wobble layer somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so the sub stays in control. If you hear harshness, make a narrow dip somewhere in the upper mids. If it feels boxy, trim some of that 250 to 500 Hz range. And here's a key reminder, do not flatten the life out of it. Jungle bass benefits from a little push and pull. If the compressor is pumping hard, that usually means you're hitting the layer too aggressively or feeding too much low end into it. Now blend the sob and wobble together carefully. Do a mono check on the bass group. Listen for hollowing, phase weirdness, or a drop in weight when both layers play together. Keep the sub fully mono. If you want width, let it live only in the upper harmonics of the wobble, never in the foundation. The sub owns the bottom. The wobble owns the movement. They should sound like one instrument, but not fight for the exact same space. What to listen for is simple. If the low end gets cloudy, shorten the wobble notes. Raise the high pass a little. Reduce the saturation drive. And check the sub note length too, because overly long sub notes are a common reason the groove gets muddy. Sometimes the fastest way to make the bass heavier is to remove clutter, not add more processing. Now we get into phrasing, and this is where the bass stops being a sound and starts becoming part of the tune. Write the MIDI around the break, not on top of it. The bass should answer the drum phrase. It can hit on a beat one, then open up across a bar, then leave space for the snare and the ghost notes. Try thinking in two bar statements, half-bar responses, or short call-and-response ideas. That's the jungle language. For example, you might hit a note on beat 1, let the wobble movement roll through the next beat, then leave room for the snare to tail before answering again on the offbeat. That kind of phrasing gives the groove shape. What to listen for here is whether the bass is masking the break transients. If the bass is constantly filling every gap, it's probably too busy. If it feels disconnected from the drums, your note lengths and placement may not be speaking the same rhythm as the break. A really useful test is to mute the hats and listen to the bass with just kick and snare. If the bass still feels like it has a clear groove, the phrasing is probably strong. If it only works when all the top-end drum clutter is there, the bass is leaning too much on the rest of the mix. Now let's talk about arrangement movement. Advanced jungle bass gets power from contrast, not constant motion. Don't automate everything all the time. Save the bigger changes for section shifts. In the intro, keep the filter more closed and the wobble more hinted than exposed. In the drop, open the sound a little more, maybe increase the drive slightly, and let a few notes speak with more attitude. Then in a turnaround bar, narrow the spectrum again, or leave a small gap before the next phrase. That little bit of space can make the next hit feel way heavier. A good deep jungle structure might be a filtered tease for the intro, a more restrained wobble in the first drop, a stronger variation in the midsection, then a darker or dirtier version of the same motif in the second drop. That way the bass feels like it's evolving with the track, not looping unchanged for 8 or 16 bars. And if the sound is working, but you're still fiddling with tiny synth details, it's often time to commit. This is one of the big advanced workflow wins. Once the tone and rhythm are right, freeze, flatten, or resample the wobble layer to audio. Then edit it like arrangement material. Trim the tails so they stop before key drum hits. Nudge a note slightly earlier or later if the groove needs it. Reverse one tail into a transition. Slice a phrase into clean, dirty, and turnaround moments. That's how you stop treating the bass like a plugin and start treating it like part of the composition. A very important pro tip here. Watch the note tails more than the note starts. In jungle, the release phase is often where mud builds up. Tight tails usually clean up the whole phrase without changing the character of the sound. Another useful habit is to save versions. Keep one version with the raw MIDI, one with the printed audio, and one with arrangement edits. That way, if the track starts losing pressure, you can always go back to the core idea without rebuilding everything from scratch. Now bring everything back together and make one final trade-off. Do you want heavier dance-floor pressure, or deeper jungle atmosphere? If you want more club impact, keep the wobble shorter and push the mid-range a bit more. If you want a smoked-out, hypnotic feel, let the notes breathe longer, keep the top more closed, and lean on sub-tension and space. The bass is successful when the break still reads clearly, the kick lands with authority, and the wobble adds momentum instead of clutter. If the drums are getting blurry, back off the bass density before touching the drums. If the whole thing feels clean but weak, add a touch more mid-bass saturation or sharpen the phrase ending. So let's recap. Keep the sub clean, mono, and separate. Put the movement in the mid-bass, not the bottom. Shape the wobble with timed filter motion, saturation, and arrangement-aware note lengths. Make the bass answer the break instead of fighting it. Check mono, check phrase length, and check drum clarity before you add more complexity. And once the movement feels right, commit to audio and arrange it like real music. Now push yourself with the practice exercise. Build a 4-bar jungle bass wobble that sits cleanly with a break and feels dark, deep, and rhythmic. Keep the sub separate, high pass the wobble layer, use only stock Ableton devices, and limit yourself to just a couple of automation moves. Then bounce the wobble to audio and edit at least one clean transition or reverse tail. If you want the extra challenge, take it further and build a 16-bar passage that starts restrained, opens up in the middle, and returns darker by the end. That's where this technique starts sounding like a real jungle record. You've got the method now. Keep it clean, keep it heavy, and let the bass breathe with a break.